Today we got Sheldon Day. Welcome to the Gold Room.
Glad to be here.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. You didn't want to do it.
I mean, sometimes when you got somebody looking like you and somebody looking like me, you just don't blend well.
On this show, man, we like for people to get to know the players outside of the locker room. Mm-hmm. You know, things that they enjoy doing. Like for you, for instance, I mean, you love your dog person. You got your dog from the shelter. Elaborate on, like, you and your connection with your dog.
So I went to the shelter one day and walking around the cages, and if anybody ever has any time, I suggest they go and volunteer at the Humane Society. It's a good thing to do. But I walked around and I made eye contact with my dog, and it just seemed like we bonded from first sight. And ever since then, play together, lay together, we do everything together. We go on walks, it's kind of crazy.
You kind of explain it like that's your girlfriend.
I wouldn't go that far, but I do love my dog.
Now, people don't know, man. I know you ain't the sharpest knife in the draw. But you went to school to be an IT, and you graduated with that?
Yeah, man. Most people don't know. Like, I can get behind the computer.
They gave
you
grades.
I wouldn't say that. You know, I mean, I could go to your house, and I could know what you did last night. And you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, because I don't clear my history.
I mean, some people can say that, but I can see what you did 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I can check into your bank statements if I wanted to. But, you know, we're kind of close. We've grown close over these past couple months, so I'm not going to do you like that.
Now, a lot of people think rookies have to do a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a veteran in the room. You're a rookie. We don't have you doing too much crazy stuff, do we?
I wouldn't say so. We had it pretty good as a rookie class. I mean, sometimes we butted heads and we didn't want to do certain things, but that took it pretty easy on us.
Because you knew what was going to happen.
Nothing was going to happen, but we abided by our rules. We got the chicken. We got the rookie dinner coming up. We're really looking forward to that, but I mean, it wasn't too bad this year.
Nah, it ain't never too bad. It ain't bad as what people think it is.
I would agree. But some places, they got you cutting your hair, and if you'd have tried to cut my hair, we'd have had problems.
We wouldn't have did that. Hey, man, appreciate it. Thank you for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me,
no
man.
No doubt, no doubt.